DubCNN.com with the one and only Fashawn. Man, it's good to catch up with you again. How you been?
Ah, man, I've been blessed, man, to tell you the truth. I can't complain, my nigga.
Cool. It's always good to catch up with you, man. And I wanted to kind of jump right into it. Lately, the last, you know, last few days or so, a lot of has been said about, you know, you coming on stage at South by Southwest and everything at the invite of Nas, and you've been compared to Nas in your career. Talk about the respect that you get from somebody that you grew up, I don't want to say idolizing, but somebody that you respect as an artist. Talk about that.
Oh, man, honestly, man, there's a lot of artists I work with that I admire, but it's rare that I come across an artist, you know, that I idolize, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, it's surreal, man, just getting respect from somebody from that golden era, you know what I'm saying? That, not only that, but an Invincible C who took down, like, the King of Rap at one point, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
just to get that respect from a rapper's rapper, you know what I'm saying? And, it felt good, man, like, I felt honored. If I had to choose one word, it'd be honored.
Now, let me ask you this. When you talk about the Nas comparisons, and there's, we all know that he's an acclaimed lyricist, but in order to really get that, take his career to the next level, he had to compromise in some aspects of his career to be able to get more commercial appeal. Has that ever
Absolutely.
Crossed your mind, and how do you wrestle with that, if so?
No, it's absolutely crossed my mind. I'm sure any lyricist in my position, like, it's crossed their mind as well. But yeah, like, that happened to me around, like, my Higher Learning 2 era. I tried to do something that I'd never done before, try to get more, like, I guess, commercially accepted, if you will.
Yeah.
And I tried that, but it doesn't work for me. You know what I'm saying? It just doesn't, that's not my niche. That's not what I was put here to do, obviously. So, but I definitely tried it once. I don't know if anyone's noticed, but I'll probably never do that shit again. And, well, yeah, I definitely wrestle with those thoughts, though, because, you know, we love the art, and I love my, you know, making music and rapping to my, you know, the people who love to hear it, but at the end of the day, niggas got families to feed, and this is a business as well, so.
I hear you. So I want to come back to that in a second, but you mentioned working on projects and whatnot. The last time we talked, and it's been about a year or so, you were starting to work on The Ecology. You had just really mentioned that. And I wonder, I know that's going to be coming out this year, but talk about the time that you've put into that. And as you've been working on it, have you been working on multiple projects, kind of like multitasking? So talk about that process and The Ecology about to see the light of day in 2014.
Absolutely, man. Well, The Ecology has been a concept that I've had in my, a concept that started like at least 5 years ago for me.
Okay.
This year it'll be 5 years ago. On the first album, it was just a song that was really definitive on that album and something that I really wanted to capture, you know what I'm saying? Again, but on a broader scale, you know, not just talk about the hood that I come from, but the world that I've seen in the past 5 years, you know, wanted to update my fans on it. And, but I've been trying to work on it for the past 4 years. But in the midst of that time, I've dropped so many different, like, mixtapes and like collaborative projects and just things, I guess, to stay afloat, if you will. And, but I took the time to really work on this project because I knew that it would be important, not just for my career, but for hip hop. You know, I knew hip hop would need something like this right now. You know what I'm saying? And there couldn't be no better time for all these blessings to be coming my way. And I'm just so happy to say that The Ecology is gonna come out this year. And yeah, me and Exile has just been working hard on it. And I haven't been the only one multi and tri-tasking. Exile has been like super busy as well. So that's been another, like, big reason why we couldn't, you know, get everything that I felt like I needed for the Ecology. That's why he's working on Dak Savage album, the Blue and Exile album, and his own rap album. So I really couldn't get the Exile that I needed at the time. So that's why the process took so long as well. But I wouldn't have had it any other way, man. I'm so proud of this piece of music that I created, that we created as a team. And, yeah, I can't wait for hip-hop to experience it as well.
Nice. Now, speaking of hip hop and experiencing things, you alluded to the fact that with Nas, there's more to come, or some things maybe in the future with you guys. Are there things that you can share with us, or are they just kind of just thoughts, or just kind of just really beginnings of discussions?
Well, me and Nas have been talking for our teams have been talking for the past year and some change, man. And I barely got the chance to meet Nas at South by Southwest. But we've been in talks about what we're going to potentially do, you know, in the future. But, yeah, I can't put any, you know, confirmations out there right now.
Yeah.
But I barely got to shake hands with Nas for the first time that night, like before we got on stage. So, we still have a lot more conversations to have before I can put anything else out there. Me and Nas still have a lot more history to make, man. That was just a glimpse of what's to come.
Nice. So I want to ask, this is an odd question, but if one of the things that when you've been talking about the ecology, talking about that this is really something that you're really proud of and what fans have, it really going to be something special. If you take a look back, is there a song that you've, not a song that you recorded that never saw the light of day, but a song or a project that you put out that in retrospect you wish that you had maybe either left that song or group of songs off, or maybe really approached a project a different way? Is there any mulligan or do-over that you wish that you could have, and what would it be?
Oh, man, that's a good question, dog. I have to say, man, if I could, I'd put out One Shot, One Kill, right now.
Okay.
I think that project was ahead of its time, just the stuff I was doing on it, just the experimentation and just what I would go just as far as the subject matter and the growth I even had back then. I wish I could, I wish I could show that to y'all now. I mean, I'm even further into it now, but I think right there is when I really kind of diagnosed what Fast Sean was all about. And now I think the people are just, I don't know, they're kind of late, but I wish that would have came out now, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it makes sense, man. Well, I want to say, let's not wait another year before we link up again, man. So let folks know how they can stay in touch with what you got going on. Give them the Twitter or the Instagram and all that stuff. So words for DubCNN.com.
Yes, man. I just want to say I love y'all, DubCNN. Thanks for rocking with your boy since day one. You know what I'm saying? Till infinity. And, man, shout out to the whole West Coast. And, man, especially the Bear Gang. I'm nothing without you, man. Straight up salute. G's up to everybody that's been rocking with me since day, you know. And look out for the ecology, man. And get ready for the takeover with Esco and El Chapo. It's going to go ahead on 2014.